to the Northern Territory, where there's been emotional scenes at the Garma Festival in northeast Arnhem Land. Aboriginal leader Galarra Yunupingu gave a speech appealing to the Prime Minister and the opposition leader, who are both there, to work together on achieving unity. Our reporter Stephanie Zillman is there and joins me now. Stephanie, what was said at the opening ceremony?
Michael, the main theme of all the people who spoke, including the Prime Minister, the opposition leader, and of course the Aboriginal leader, Galarra Yunupingu, was calling for unity and, of course, reconciliation. Firstly, it was extraordinary that Galarra Yunupingu was even at the festival, let alone speaking. He had his leg amputated on the weekend, but he was there and gave a stirring welcome speech to the crowd. Just a metre or so in front of him was Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten. Mr Yunupingu said that they were all there for very serious business, and he sincerely hopes they'd make a plan together. There was a lot of applause for Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull when he spoke to the crowd in the local language here, Yolnu Mata. He'd obviously taken great care to master the words, and that was very much appreciated by the Aboriginal people in the crowd. He paid tribute to Aboriginal leaders there and didn't give a lot away in terms of his position on the matter of a treaty or constitutional recognition. Bill Shorten was stronger on that point. He certainly indicated his support for constitutional recognition. He cited some great moments in Aboriginal history, like Mabo and Kalkarindji, the Wavehill Walk-Off. He said he hoped Garma 2017 would be there alongside them.
And the community paid tribute to musician Dr. G. Yunupingu. I imagine that was fairly emotional as well.
It was very stirring, and of course, the death of Dr. G. Yunupingu is still very raw. His close relative, Junga Junga Yunupingu, led a minute's silence, and there was a palpable grief in the crowd. I guess it was also more than that. It was charged because there was a lot of hope in the air too for what might change this weekend. Dr. G. Yunupingu's female relative in the crowd became extremely distressed after the minute silence and a beautiful song that was performed. Lucy Turnbull, in fact, got up to comfort her and was also quite visibly upset. They made their way through the Bungal ground together where I'm now standing.
And what's happening at the festival over the weekend?
Well, of course, the big reason we're all here this year is because there's a panel discussion tomorrow, and that's what everyone's been waiting for. This festival this year, Garma, is being considered the response to Uluru, which happened earlier in the year. We heard the Statement of the Heart. That was the result of months of talks led by the Referendum Council, and senior leaders tomorrow will all sit down to discuss the various issues, that being a treaty, a voice in Parliament for Aboriginal Australians, or a constitutionally enshrined voice in the Constitution. But before then, hundreds of people here now are gathered to watch the dancing tonight, and we wait for what this weekend might bring.
Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie Zillman at the Garma Festival in northeast Arnhem Land.